From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. COVID-19 cases keep increasing locally as a second wave strikes New York and a third wave of coronavirus touches much of the United States. Lawrence Ford reports for the Times Union that the Van Rensselaer Manor nursing home now has 10 residents and 14 employees who also have tested positive for the virus. Overall, Rensselaer County announced 6 new cases on October 18th. Rensselaer County officials blocked a state health department inspection team from the same nursing home September 30th, claiming the inspectors wouldn't provide proof they were tested negative for COVID-19. It was the second time during the pandemic that Rensselaer County officials blocked state inspectors from checking conditions in the nursing home. Meanwhile, in Albany County, the Times Union reported 3 new COVID-19 hospitalizations October 17th, bringing the total to 12. And the Times Union also reported that members of the New York State Nurses Association protested October 18th with demands that Albany Medical Center better protect nurses and patients. Corey Ellis, political director for NYSNA, said of Albany Med, and I quote, "They're not talking to nurses who are on the floor day to day dealing with the patients. They are talking to nurse managers, and they refuse to collaborate and be transparent during this pandemic," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo, meanwhile, announced movie theaters outside of New York City and ski resorts would be allowed to open beginning this week with limited capacities. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative met and heard comment offered by the public during a meeting October 14th. The collaborative was formed in compliance with the state executive order issued in June, requiring a review of all police policies and procedures in municipalities statewide and formulating a plan to improve those policies and procedures as a way to respond to community needs. The Green County Group is focused on matters related to the county sheriff's office only. At the meeting, 2 local attorneys spoke, expressing no concerns about the sheriff's office. Durham resident Bernard Rivers commented on the lack of diversity in the department. He said, and I quote, "There's only one member that's not white, and I think that's a pity," end quote. Tannersville resident Stephen Nash Weber asked if a tragedy like Daniel Prude's death that occurred in Rochester could be prevented. Green County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said, and I quote, "I hope there's no chance of that happening, but can I be 100% positive? I don't know," end quote. Collaborative member and Green County Chamber of Commerce President Jeff Friedman said the department has not had an excessive force complaint in 7 years. According to statistics collected by the State Division of Criminal Justice Services in 2019, Greene County law enforcement agencies arrested 847 men and 354 women. The gender of 2 of the people arrested that year was not reported. The sheriff's office is one of 3 law enforcement agencies in the county, including the state police and the Catskill Police Department. Sheriff's deputies do not wear body cameras, but according to County Administrator Sean Groden, the addition of camera will be part of budget discussions next year. Groden said the collaborative will next meet at 6 p.m. October 28th, most likely at the Greene County 911 Center in Cairo. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Pinheiro Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Pro and anti-Trump demonstrators lined Ulster Avenue in the town of Ulster Saturday, October 7th, positioned on opposite sides of the entrance to the Burlington Coat Factory parking lot. The honking horns passing vehicles added to the din generated by the groups as they yelled at each other across the divide just 17 days before the 2020 election. Almost none of the Trump supporters wore face masks. Approximately 15 anti-Trump demonstrators, all wearing face coverings, stood quietly with signs that supported the Black Lives Matter movement, displaying statements as Trump for prison, and attributed to Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and I quote, "If you're neutral in situations of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor," end quote. 6 others stood on a median and chided the Trump supporters, calling the president a racist and a rapist. The 50 Trump supporters held signs with messages such as "Police Lives Matters," "Italians for Trump," Stop the Hate, and Taxpayers for Trump, and they waved American flags. Pro-Trump demonstrator Joe Ellsworth of Accord said he supports the president because he, and I quote, is a very outspoken, normal person. That's what we need. Everybody else is a sissy, end quote. One demonstrator reported the anti-Trump gathering was a reaction of sorts to an incident that occurred last week that involved Trump supporters allegedly chasing anti-Trump supporters. You can read this full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekachebek is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Voters in the Selkirk Fire District October 6 overwhelmingly approved two bond measures totaling $11.8 million for the construction of a new firehouse and renovation of another. Out of the 700 voters participating, 500 supported the propositions, while 209 voted no. Chuck Wickman, chairman of the Selkirk Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners, said, and I quote, on behalf of the Board of Fire Commissioners and all of the volunteer firefighters of the Selkirk Fire District, I would like to thank the residents of the district for supporting this project, end quote. Fire department officials said the project will not require a tax increase. The plan calls for the construction of a new firehouse on Route 9W near A.W. Becker Elementary School to replace the existing Selkirk Firehouse, as well as improvements to the Glenmont Fire Station. The last time the district built a firehouse was in 1965. The plan approved this month is a scaled-down version of a $17.5 million proposal rejected by the voters in 2018. Construction is slated to begin in the spring. The new Route 9W firehouse could be finished by mid-2022. And you can read the full story at the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.